Melissa Strickland, and this is a special Memorial Day episode of The Faint Wick. Almost exactly a year ago, I became a Gold Star aunt. I don't think that's really an official thing, but I'm claiming it anyway. My nephew, Sergeant Dylan Baldridge, was killed on June 10th in Afghanistan by a Taliban infiltrator who also killed two other soldiers and wounded a fourth one. It wasn't until early adulthood that I ever really thought about what Memorial Day was all about, and even then, I didn't really internalize it. I was happy to have the day off work and grill hamburgers and hot dogs with friends. As I got older, and I had experiences like living in New York City during 9/11 and seeing our country move into wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the holiday became more meaningful, and I would pause and reflect and pray as I thought about those brave Americans who had sacrificed for our freedom. As you might imagine, Memorial Day means a lot more to me now. Now, Memorial Day means waking up in the morning to the news that four soldiers in Afghanistan were attacked by a Taliban infiltrator and feeling a pinch in my heart and thinking, those poor families, and wondering if Dylan knew them. It means getting a call from my panicked mother in New York to say that military representatives were on their way to my sister's house, and even though they didn't say why they were coming, she just knew that I needed to get there before they did. It means sitting on my sister's back deck, drinking sweet tea, and trying to convince ourselves that they were coming for a different reason that had nothing to do with what we had seen on the news. And then when that didn't work, trying to make ourselves sure that Dylan was the one of the four that had survived. It means a young, fresh-faced soldier in his crisp uniform, standing at attention in my sister's living room, telling us through his cracking voice that the Secretary of Defense regretted to inform us, as he struggled to hold back his own tears. It means hearing my sister growl, "No," from the deepest part of her belly, as she doubled over from the pain of having her heart shattered. It means holding her, my little Tina Bean, the little sister who used to put rubber worms in my bed as a joke and loved to ride her tiny red tricycle around the neighborhood, holding her as tightly as I could while her tears dropped onto my arms and mine fell into her hair. It means being quickly surrounded by family and friends while my mind raced to try to figure out what to do to make things different than they were. But the most I could do was continually offer to fill Tina's glass with more sweet tea. It means sending my little sister off to Dover Air Force Base while I tried to find the right funeral home and director to help us, and telling God that I had no idea what I was doing, and seeing God provide for every need in just miraculous ways. It means having friends, highly skilled friends, who poured the love of Christ onto us and helped set everything into place as we planned a funeral we dreaded. It means riding for an hour in the front of a hearse with a nice man named Tucker, who liked to be called Under Tucker, as we drove to meet the plane that was bringing Dylan's body to his family to be buried. It means a community, communities that overwhelmed us with their love and support. It means giant American flags hanging from fire trucks and hundreds of people lining the streets with tears in their eyes and hands over their hearts as we drove Dylan to his final resting place in the mountains of North Carolina. Friends and strangers who just wanted to honor him and comfort us. It means seeing my handsome nephew lying in his casket and noticing where the military morticians tried to fix the place on the side of his head where the bullet had obviously done some damage, and wanting to kiss that spot but being afraid to touch it because what if I messed up their work? It means laying Dylan to rest in a beautiful ceremony that focused on glorifying God and honoring the memory of our brave and beloved soldier. It means sitting on the grass by his grave on a Tuesday afternoon and telling him how sorry I am that this happened to him and how much I love him. And how sorry I am that I didn't send the Farkle game he wanted to pass the time on base. And how sorry I am that I didn't tell him I loved him every single day that he was in Afghanistan. It means buying a solar nightlight to put by his grave marker because Dylan was always afraid of the dark. Even though I know he's not in that grave. He now lives with his Savior, the light of the world, in a place where there is no fear or war. But I did it anyway because I'm a ridiculous aunt who loves her nephew, and it made me feel better. It means forever memories of that smiley, chubby little baby that sucked on the knuckle of my pointer finger as he fell asleep on my lap, of the preschooler with the little round smiling face peering out from his lion Halloween costume, of the last time I saw him before he deployed, a strong, brave, optimistic young man who knew what he was risking and felt blessed to be able to serve. And still with that big goofy smile. It means loving my sister even more than I ever thought possible, as I see the strength she has mustered just to put one foot in front of the other each day for the past year. It means praying every day for her and the many, many other Gold Star families who mourn the loss of their sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, nephews, nieces, grandchildren, and praying for the courageous men and women who still serve, who know the risks and feel blessed to be able to serve. And praying for the young man who was the lone survivor of the attack that killed our Dylan, and the many, many like him who return home with the scars of war. I don't know the details about that particular young man, but I do know that some of our precious military men and women come home feeling like something died inside of them. And my heart aches for them, and I want them to know how much they are loved by a grateful nation and a grace-filled God. It means an immense and enduring gratitude to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, where those who laid down their lives, like our Dylan, to defend this great country are remembered and honored on Memorial Day. Have a blessed holiday. I could see.